The word remember is an interesting word, especially when it's spoken by the Lord. It can inspire or inflict, thrill or torture, restore or revive, hurt or heal. We see it in Revelation 2:5. Look at the appeal. Remember, the Lord says in verse 5, from whence thou art fallen. Sin always lowers. Jonah went down to Joppa. The prodigal son went down from his home to a hog pen. But the word to think on is remember. There's nothing that will awaken a holy discernment like the memory of departed joys. Where is the blessedness I knew when first I sought the Lord? Where is the soul's refreshing view of Jesus and His Word? What peaceful hours I once enjoyed! How sweet their memory still! But they have left an aching void this world can never fill. Repent, added our Lord. This is a word for saints as well as for sinners. What does it mean? To change your mind concerning sin and salvation, the world and the Word. It also means to turn from your sin to the Savior. One night, some men got in a boat, rowed across the river, came to a town, and got drunk. Early in the morning, while it was still dark, they got in their boat and rowed, but got nowhere. So they pointed the boat in another direction and rowed, but got nowhere. They pointed the boat in a third direction and rowed until dawn, and they discovered that they were just where they had started. They didn't unchain the boat. There must be that unchaining of the boat. By that I mean that turning from sin. But also, there must be that turning to the Savior. Some merely turn from their sins. They don't turn to the Savior. They turn from their sins because it's good for their health, or good for their business, or good for their practice. There's no repentance. But there must be the turning to the Savior. And in the final analysis, repentance is agreeing with God about everything. Do you? Repeat. That's the next thing after the word repent. Do thy first works, said our Lord. The first works don't indicate so much the quantity, but the quality. When Bunyan's Pilgrim lost his role, he went back sorrowfully to the place where he had left it, and there it was found. You'll always find the loving, forgiving Lord at the spot where you first met him. Our Lord said, remember, repent, repeat, or else what? Verse 5, I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place. Did the church of Ephesus repent? No. The crescent of the Mohammedans replaced the cross of the Christians. Today, there's nothing left of the ancient city of Ephesus but a memory. Now that's sad. Look at the advice. Our Lord said in verse 7, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. A boy was asked, Is there something wrong with your ears? No, he said, I just ain't listening. A lot of us hear, but we don't heed. Our Lord continues, To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. The Apostle John asks in 1 John 5:5, Who is he that overcometh? He answers, He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Those in the Ephesian church who were genuine Christians, and by this token had overcome the unbelief and sin of the world, are promised the right to the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. This tree, first mentioned in the Garden of Eden in Genesis 3:22, is later found in the midst of the street of the New Jerusalem, where it bears its fruit for abundant health and life to the nation, according to Revelation 22:2. I believe this promise is designed to restore and rekindle the love of Christ in your heart and mine. Oh, but you ask, can a Christian be removed? Is that a sign that he has lost his salvation? Oh, no. It's not a sign that he has lost his salvation, only his usefulness. One of the first gifts Mrs. Guido ever gave me was an expensive pen that was trimmed with gold, and I used it for many years. But one day, something happened to the pen. I couldn't fix it. Neither could anyone else fix it. I put it aside. It's still a pen. It's in the drawer, but it's not usable. And I've seen many preachers, many Christians, many churches disapproved, put aside, no longer usable. Do you need to remember? Do you need to repent? Do you need to repeat? Then do it, and you won't be removed. You will repent, won't you? You will turn from your sins to the Savior, and that with all your heart. Oh, when you do, there will be great rejoicing, and God will use you mightily, moment by moment, day after day, to bring joy to people and glory to God.